Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, talking about jobs in prisons, you could say some of the people behind bars are just misguided entrepreneurs. It takes a lot of business savvy to run some of the kinds of drug operations that land you in prison. My next guest is a prison inmate, and he wondered what would happen if he channeled his energy into the legitimate business world. He put his thoughts into a new book that's kind of a how-to guide for people behind bars who want to get into business. Joseph Robinson is the author of Think Outside the Cell, an entrepreneur's guide for the incarcerated and formerly incarcerated. He joins me from the Sullivan Correctional Facility, where he is serving a 25-year sentence in upstate New York. Welcome to WNYC, Mr. Robinson.
Thank you for having me, Brian. Thank you.
We have a terrible phone line, so we're going to have to keep this short.
Okay.
But you were involved in a major drug operation before you were prosecuted. Would you say that you used the same kinds of skills that people use in the business world?
Yes, I would definitely say that. I just think that the difference is my mindset, you know, the way I think. My values have changed. But I think the skills are pretty much the same, you know, the marketing, the sales, and all of that.
So you think you could have ended up as a legitimate entrepreneur under different circumstances?
Oh, no doubt about that. I think the thing is I wasn't aware of, you know, I wasn't privy of a lot of information. The key to a lot of people coming to prison is their lack of information, you know, the know-how.
Now, we should tell the listeners that you're actually in prison for committing a murder that was related to the drug dealing, as I understand it. Why should anyone listen to what you have to say about making it in the business world when, A, you killed another human being, and, B, you've been behind bars and not out in the business world all these years?
Well, one, I think that the main thing is that I've made authentic change and that, you know, I didn't grow up to be, you know, a murderer, so to speak. You know, what happens often is that the drug business, as they call it, you know, it kind of ties into, you know, leads to other things. So I do think that, you know, my having spent a lot of time in prison has given me a lot of time to reflect and to really, you know, come to terms with my past and to think about my future and the future that I want to leave, you know, behind.
What age are you now?
I'll be 38 next month.
And where do you start in your advice for telling, you know, for people who are getting out of prison? Where do you tell them to start, especially if they don't have a good education, which is the case with so many who find themselves behind bars?
Right. Well, I think the thing is you start where you're at. I think education is important. I'm big on education. I went to college. I didn't graduate, but I did attend college in upstate New York. And, you know, even though they're the exceptions, they're the Bill Gates, the Michael Dells of the world that did not graduate from college, but they started with their passion. So I think that that's where it begins, with their passion and also with their value system. And, you know, I think that it's important that people not think about, you know, getting over and taking advantage, that it's about giving. Business is about giving. It's about people. So I think it starts with them in terms of what is important to them, in terms of their values and their, you know, their gifts, their strengths.
You write about what you call the hustle mentality. Do you think that's something criminals tend to have that they could then put to good use legitimately in business?
No doubt about it. But I would say that it's not limited to, you know, quote-unquote criminals. I think that, you know, the people on Wall Street have the hustle mentality. You know, big business in general, the Walmarts of the world have the hustle mentality. So it's an attitude, a go-get-it mentality more than anything, and certainly people in the some of the tougher neighborhoods in this country certainly have that. You know, their back is against the wall, or at least they feel so, and so that they, you know, they've kind of internalized the hustle mentality, and it can work for them instead of against them.
Of course, on Wall Street or at Walmart, maybe they don't have that giving mentality to start with that you were talking about people should have.
That's true. There's no doubt about that. They might not think about giving, but I think that for people that have, you know, like myself, who have committed crimes that I regrettably committed, that I think that's the right place to start. It's about giving. It really is not about taking. It's not about a me mentality. You know, it's a collective thing. It's about the community and all of that. I really think that is key, and that's what I hope comes across through my book.
And how well do you think the prison system prepares inmates to reenter for economic success?
The truth is that it doesn't. That is the truth. You know, as your caller just recently noted about the upstate area, the cry, you know, about the prisons being downsized and stuff like that, I think all prison systems or most prison systems across the country is designed to, you know, basically benefit the system. It's not focused on the person and really does not prepare for the most part, people to succeed on the outside. That is just the truth.
What was it like getting a book published in prison?
Well, it's a great thing. I can definitely say that. I've been writing from the beginning, you know, since 1992 when I got arrested. It didn't take long that I did a lot of introspection, and I've been doing it, you know, since then. So I've been writing all along, but it definitely feels great. And I think the good part for me, the most important part, is the giving back and the making a difference. I hope to really get people to wake up and tap into their talent and to not see crime as the only way, to make a living, you know, that they can do some productive things with their lives and make a difference in their lives and their families' lives. That's what I really hope to get to. That's what the book is about.
Your book is blurbed here, I see, by John Whitehead, the former Deputy Secretary of State, among others. But you are at the Sullivan Correctional Facility in Fallsburg in the Catskills. There's the so-called Son of Sam law in New York, which prohibits prisoners from profiting from their crimes. Do you feel that this, I guess it doesn't legally apply to you since your book got published, or does it and you can't get the money from it?
Right. Well, the way it works is it's not that you cannot absolutely profit from your crime. You cannot, if you receive in the Department of Corrections, if you receive in your inmate accounts over $10,000, then whatever source the money is coming from, they are obligated by law to notify, you know, the Department of Corrections and the Department of the Crime Victims Board that, you know, that you have come into some money. So that is the issue. I mean, so it really doesn't stifle creativity. And again, my focus is not so much on the money, believe it or not, but it's in making a difference and giving back. So, you know, I encourage guys to think entrepreneurially, because the truth is that we are in a service economy. Guys are not, and women are not going to be able to come home from prison and find meaningful work. People on the outside have a hard enough time finding meaningful work, and most employers are reluctant to hire workers with criminal records. That's the reality that we're in.
Joseph Robinson's book is called Think Outside the Cell, An Entrepreneur's Guide for the Incarcerated and Formerly Incarcerated. It's published by Resilience Multimedia. Thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, how your kids pick up your bad habits, or how your parents inflicted their bad habits on you. Stay with us.